Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is the show, Self-Expressions, and I am your host, Brother Robert Papa Hudson. And before we get started, I just want to open up and just an opening prayer. And it's just an opening prayer just for everyone, okay? So, Father God, we ask for your mercy. We're asking for your protection and guidance. For you loved us, that you love us and you sent your only begotten Son to die for our sins. For if we believe in him, we are welcome in the kingdom of heaven. We all are asking for healing, for we are all children of God. We ask that you spread your wing of protection over all of us. And in your name, we always pray, amen. Okay, and that's my opening prayer, and I hope everyone that is listening, that is not listening, or anywhere in the world, that you're covered. Because sometimes we have to pray for those that are not able to pray, and those that just can't pray, or just don't know how to pray. Now, let me just open up and say, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for welcoming me into your home. No matter where you are in the world, whether you're listening online or via phone, we thank you so much. If you're listening online, you can call into our show, calling in at 319-527-6091, or you can call into 323-870-4174. Anytime you want to talk with me or my co-host, you can press the number 1. And my co-host happens to be no stranger to Purpose Kingdom Network, is Brother Johnson. And not only does she happen to be my cousin, she happens to be an author. She happens to be part of Renaissance Art. And let's just welcome in Deborah Johnson. Deborah, cuz, what's going on?
Yes, hey, good evening, Robert. And yes, it's so cool because I get to talk to family for a few minutes, and then I get to talk to my friends all at the same time. So hello, everyone. It's Deborah E. Johnson of Renaissance Works. I am excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to the questions that he'll have to ask, the questions you may have to ask, and the information I have to share. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, no problem. And thank you, and like I said, welcome again. And, you know, I had some questions I had to ask you, but, you know, one thing I do want to ask you, with like, you know, amid, you know, all the alterations and all the changes that we're facing right now in life, how are your perspective on everything? And not to just, you know, drone on this coronavirus, because I was on last night and, you know, I spent too much time, but just real briefly, I just want to ask you that.
I do think we should all be concerned, and I think we should really go to God about the situation. I know there are listeners that I know the majority of your audience are people that believe in God and are born-again Christians, and I certainly encourage everyone to do that. Even if you're not necessarily a born-again Christian, I still recommend that you go to God, and if for no other reason you just refuse to go to God, you happen to be an atheist and you're still listening, I would encourage you to find some space that you get peacefulness. Even if it's just, you know, you read some book you enjoy or just enjoy nature. Primarily, I would love for you to go to God. Let me just make that clear. But I know everybody won't. So find some way to keep yourself out of the fear vortex is what I want to call it. Because I think that's the big problem with the whole coronavirus. It is a real thing. It is something that we should be concerned with. But people are panicking. I mean, when you hear stories of you go to the grocery store and there's no water and there's no tissue, there's no food, you know people are panicking. And so I encourage people to lessen the panic and go to God, because God is going to give us the ultimate answer. And even if he doesn't necessarily give us the answer, he will give us peace in the midst of the circumstance. Go to God. Talk to him at a quiet time and a quiet moment, because he's going to give you the kind of, I know the old saying used to be, woosah. He's going to give you that kind of moment where you just get quiet, get calm, and you're able to keep yourself together so that you can go about your daily life. Because unless this becomes some way blowout thing, most of us are going to go about living our daily lives, and we don't need our daily lives full of such anxiety that we can't function.
Wow. You know what? That's a good word of advice. And, you know, the last time we spoke on the air, you know, wow, it was at a point where, you know, let me just explain in case, you know, nobody is not familiar with you, is that you wrote a couple of books.
Yes. So
and
when we left, I had just finished my second book. And so the first one is called God's Waiting Room, Our Space to Practice Godly Waiting Habits. And it is an opportunity for you to, instead of waiting anxiously and impatiently, I give you tips and strategies for how to wait patiently. Because normally we start lying and cheating and doing all kinds of weird things and we get really, really scared and not sure God's going to take care of a circumstance. But here I say, no, don't do that. Calm down. Do other things instead. Work on a life mission statement. Work on building your family relationships. That can take so much of our time. And then also I do encourage you to pray. There are prayers in the book. That's the first one. The second one, the most recent one, is The Good Life, Thoughts on Maintaining the Christian Life While Keeping It Fun. And you know, Robert, I decided to write that because so often I get the comments, oh, you're a born-again Christian. You can't do anything. Oh, wow. I was like, no. There are don'ts in the Bible, but if you do what you're supposed to do, God will give you more than enough window to have fun, to have a good time, to have a relaxed life in the midst of that. For instance, you know, we go see any old kind of thing, but let's say we can have family fun. We can have game night. We can create situations for our family. We can have potluck dinners. We can have opportunities to have fun, and it's not like, oh, my gosh, life is so austere, so serious that we can't smile. And the word does say that laughter doeth good like a medicine, so I'm sure we are okay. The Good Life.
Yes.
You can find both of those books on Amazon for anybody who isn't right in the area. If you look up God's Waiting Room or The Good Life, make sure you put in my name with that title, Deborah E. Johnson, and it should pop right up on Amazon for your convenience.
And, yes, I have looked it up, and that's true. So that's going to set me up for your first question I'm going to ask you. And the first question I'm going to ask you, and this is just, you know, in general, because, you know, like I said, we're just talking about just you, the author now. We're just going to say, what motivates you?
What motivated me to be an author?
What just motivates you, period, because right now, at this point now, we're talking about, we introduced you as an author, and now, you know, there's several things that has taken place. So at this point, right now in time, what motivates you?
Yes, I do have several things I do. I'm constantly trying new things. I think what motivates me is the desire to improve myself, the desire to see how far I can stretch and grow. And so I'm looking for opportunities to do just that. I have also committed to being a lifelong learner, and that by itself, when I made that commitment probably about 10 or 15 years ago, I decided that was going to be a part of my resume, like how I described myself. I began to look for opportunities for either to improve the things I know how to do already or to look for opportunities to try something new just a little bit. These days, I'm really looking to improve and hone what I already know how to do because I've tried a plethora of items. And so I really say, okay, Deborah, how can you stretch yourself? How can you get better at what you do? And that really pushes me to go forward. I think the other thing that motivates me is when I watch people who really enjoy what they do. A shout-out to Matthew, a family member. He enjoys playing the organ. And when you see him, he is so excited. And I'm like, wow, I want that same kind of excitement when people see me. And so it's like, well, if he can do what he does so well, let me see if I can push myself to do what I do and get even better at it. So other people can sometimes motivate me. And in addition to that, it would be my commitment to being a lifelong learner.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, one thing and one person I do want to give a shout out to is Kenneth Hudson, which is our mutual cousin. And
yes.
What Kenneth did was he reached out to each and everybody that is part of the Hudson family, and he connected the dots where he made sure that there was a place for us to find out where our family roots was.
Yes.
Where, you know, so basically it was a place where we can find out where we came from, who we came from, and who we are part of. And, you know, that's how met you. And, yes.
The nice connector with that is because he was motivated to make those stands, to make that stand and to make that choice and to go and dig into our family history, then we have an opportunity to grow because we get to know each other, and then we get to know other people because of our connection. And so it's just like it just ripples. And that's the cool part about motivation, because when you get excited and you do something, then other people can feed into it, and then it just grows into something that's usually impactful and positive.
Yes, it is. And let me tell you something, especially when you talk about the passion. You know, not only did Kenneth connect the dots, and, you know, he made sure that he was able to, you know, make phone calls or some kind of contact. You know, at first I was just like, okay, you know, who cares about the family? That's the past, whatever. But Kenneth actually took the time out, and I told him, you know, when he initially made the phone call, he said, what's your schedule? I said, busy. And he says, where you work at or whatever. He actually showed up to my job, and actually, you know, we had a conversation, and that's when I was like, wow, this guy is family, and, you know, this guy has that passion, you know, and he is putting, you know, that time in just to make sure that, you know, that we know who we are and where we're from and where the connections come from.
Nice,
and,
yes.
You know, and this was so beautiful, you know, how, you know, he set everything up. And, you know, with that Hudson family page, you know, that's how I found you. And, you know, we were able to, you know, connect. And it's just a great thing, especially with, you know, having family tradition and, you know, helping one another out, you know, when you can. It was,
yes,
just, you know, such a great thing that where you have, you know, that family connection, you know, and that family bond, you know,
yes,
it's always there. You know, we always know that, you know, we have family, and we always know that, you know, just because we're based in, you know, one place or one, you know, area has not been the only area our family's been in. And then when you see how far it branches off, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. And let me just get back to, you know,
go ahead.
Ask you a couple questions.
Yes.
All right. So now I'm just asking you, you know, basically with your two books that you read,
mm-hmm,
and I know you have the Renaissance art. So,
mm-hmm,
when, you know, you started writing your books, what point did Renaissance Arts started to bridge off from your writing the two books?
Okay, well, wait, let me just make a twist here. So, because it's actually, the company name is Renaissance Works. I actually do fine art, and it's all in that package. So I guess about the books have been out for a little bit. The first one has been. The second one has been out for 2 years. And I guess the decision to branch out from there, for those that happen to be listening that don't know me, I am by profession, I'm a librarian. And I really loved library work, especially because I worked with little children, and I love telling stories to little kids. They're the best. They love to listen. When they listen well. But I got to a point, I guess, where there was this kind of like feeling indication where I thought, you know, I think I need to be doing something different. And that was kind of hard for me. To really come to grips with that for a while. I kept thinking, no, because I'm comfortable being a librarian. I like being a librarian. It's sort of a safe space. But it just kept being, no, I think there's other stuff you should be doing. And so I then decided, okay, I'm really sure the voice got louder and louder, as they say. It's like, okay, I think I really need to take some time and really think about this. As I began to think about it more and more, it became, okay, this is the right thing for me to do. And I can't say it was an easy decision, but after praying to the Lord, I did talk to family about the changes I was considering making. I did do a lot of planning, so I didn't just quote, jump. But after about, honestly, it probably started maybe 9 years ago, but I just kept quieting the voice because I had too much stuff to do, including my library work. And then finally the voice got loud enough, and I decided I really wanted to put in the time. So I changed where I was, which was being at a library, and I decided in the midst of planning, okay, well, I sort of need some kind of income if I'm not going to be doing what I had been doing. And that's sort of where Renaissance Works came in, because it was like, take all the stuff you had and create some kind of a package. The package, of course, became a business. So it's Renaissance Works LLC. It became a business, and then I decided to put all this stuff I've done into a package where people can enjoy what I've done and profit from what I've done, be encouraged from what I've done. And so that's how the business actually became an actual official organization. I actually do art and scripture. So Renaissance Works LLC is the place where I produce products and services through art and scripture, because I love art. I'm now an artist and I'm a minister. So I take both of those and I create products and services to help you be better and do better. So hence you have the books I've already done, which are Christian books, self-help, self-motivating books. And then I have my fine art, which I've done. And to sort of do something easier that people can see quick and easy, I even started a greeting card line. You've got the combination of and scripture. I use books. I use my art to create products for you so that you can be better and do better. My latest product is a premier product I'm very excited about. It's called Reinvent Yourself Now. It's an online course. So remember when we talked about being a lifelong learner a little bit ago, and I talked about myself and motivating myself? I decided that Renaissance Works, which is a personal development company where I'm teaching you to be better and do better, I could try to come up with an even bigger project. And so I did. I created an online course that you can take. It's on the platform Teachable. So it's if you go to reinventyourselfacademy.teachable.com. You can actually find the course. reinvent-yourself-academy.teachable.com. You can find the course, and it's your opportunity in a big way to take all the stuff I've done, I've packaged it so that you can use it to reinvent yourself as I have. And so that's how this all came about. It was like just
Hold on,
yes.
We're gonna go to that part right there. I want you to save that because for right now I'm just setting up some other questions, and this is where I want to get you to where you're going. But you know, for our listeners right now, we're gonna go in depth about the Reinvent Yourself Academy. But right now,
all right.
I just want to ask you. I want to make a little bit slow build up because, nobody has anything to do really right now because, everything's closed. So I just figured,
That's a little bit sad, right? So we got people because they've got time. So what's your next question?
Okay, so my next question is, what do you do for entertainment or enjoyment, besides anything of praise? Just basically
for fun. What do I do for enjoyment? I think at this point it would be painting. I do like to paint. Sometimes it's a little bit frustrating, but when I can create something, the cool part about painting, any kind of creative activity, is you start from nothing. You start from scratch, and then you create something that people can enjoy and see. So I think that would be the thing I do for fun. It would be painting. Sometimes I like being a little silly. I can be a little silly. And I think reading, when I get a chance to read. Oh, wait, I forgot to tell you. I'm really big on DIY, so yes, I know there's some people that are shaking their head out there that know me.
Wow.
I'm often trying to repurpose or recreate something. Some people call it a little bit frugal, or I've even heard people call me ghetto, but guess what? I really enjoy taking something old and turning it into something new, so that would be another big part of my fun. Thing and DIY. You got something that's old? Let me see if I can figure out how I can make it new and turn it into something else useful before we throw it in the trash.
That must be a family trait because I've ran into love DIY. We love recreating things. And
yes,
we
DIY.
Love
yes.
just being so inventive as far as, you know, some of the things that we can find, especially used dry sheets. Did you know that you can use a used dry sheet in one of the frying pans where, you know, it's hard to clean up? If you just put that used dry sheet on your frying pan and just a little bit of water, let it sit overnight, all
yes.
it soaks it all up. But
yes.
That is one of the that's one of the things. That's one of the, just throw it in real quick because I thought that was the coolest thing I thought about the do it yourself things and one of the, you know, the things that you can do to make life easier. And it's something
yes.
that's used and it's something you can easily, like pretty much like you know, like you have, you know. It's, you know, one of the things that God tells us is that nothing is useless. And
yes,
it's almost like why I like about your how you have that starter on your, you know, in your academy, you know, reinvent yourself. So you're
mm-hmm.
not going to throw yourself away because you think what you're doing is not good, or, you know, like you're useless and you just think that you're not going to be contributing in any kind of way. But there's also, you know, we have different phases of life. And
yes, there are different phases. And I my hat's off to everybody who does DIY. I love it. It's a pretty cool place to be. All righty. Let me have your next question. Give me your best shot. Let me hear what you got to say.
Okay, so my next question, I'm going to reserve that because we do have a caller. So I'm going to let the caller go ahead and ask you a question or just talk to you briefly. Caller, how you doing? Your Purpose Kingdom Network. This is Self Expression. I'm Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson, and we have Deborah E. Johnson. Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted Deborah to know that this is Miss Evelyn, and I'm listening to everything she's saying.
Thank you. So glad you joined me.
Oh, hold on now. Now, real quickly, Miss Evelyn, how you doing?
I'm good.
And let me just tell everybody, you know, I've always referred to Colonel Sanders as someone that has, you know, contributed later in life and didn't know what he could contribute and how he's going to contribute or when he's going to contribute. But this is Mrs. Evelyn. Don't call me Champagne King. How you doing?
Yeah. Well, I just
no, you're
say,
not going to tell a story. That's too funny. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Deborah was very instrumental in helping me to publish my first book. Blue Dress.
Yay. Yes. Hey, Miss Evelyn, thank you so much. So Miss Evelyn and I, she is like my surrogate mom. If my biological mother's listening, hi, Mom. So glad you joined me. But Miss Evelyn is my surrogate mom. She has basically taken me under her wing, I guess about maybe 10, 12 years ago. And when I met her, she was talking about really wanting to get this book done. And I had done my first book at that point. And I said to her, I guess maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, guess what? I'm going to stop my life and I'm going to help you get this done. And so we got it done, did we, Miss Evelyn?
Yes, we did.
And it's called the Brownie's Dress, the Blue Dress.
Brownie and the Blue Dress.
Yeah, sorry, I was messing up the title.
Amen.
I apologize. Brownie and the Blue Dress. And it is actually on Amazon as well. So thank you so much for calling in and joining me.
You're welcome.
Like I said, that was Miss Evelyn King. And I ever lined up later on, believe it or not, to be a guest. So just, you know,
yay.
The announcements. And she will be on Purpose Kingdom again. And real quickly, we do have another caller. So I'm just going to bring that other caller on real quickly. All right. Praise the Lord, caller. You're on Purpose Kingdom Network. This is Self Expressions. I'm your host, Brother Robert Popeye Hudson. And my guest is Deborah E. Johnson. And how you doing, caller? Can you hear us, caller? All righty. So right now we don't have our caller, but we can just go ahead and continue on, and, you know, if our caller will, we'll just go ahead and try you back, you know, if you're, you know, when you're ready or if not. But if not, you know, I'm just going to go into, you know, one of my other questions I just want to ask you real quickly, you know.
Yes.
We all know that spiritually that we, you know, we call on God and, you know, and prayerful and meditation, you know, it is very spiritual inspiration, but sometimes we need a physical inspiration. So what is your inspiration besides God?
I think I would say two things. I read a lot of books, and I read a lot of self-improvement books. So that's a place where I get a lot of inspiration. And I actually get quite a bit of inspiration from my daughter. We don't always agree about stuff, but she is a good thinker, and she will encourage me to think outside the box and that I can get stuff done. And so it is often helpful to talk to her. Like, I can shoot ideas. We brainstorm a lot. And one of the cool things about when you brainstorm is you don't have to be wrong. You just have to think. And so she's really good at helping me think and get stuff done. And so I appreciate her for that. I've got a few people that actually help me. Actually, my son and my daughter, for that matter. But she's definitely really good at helping me think outside the box, help me to think things through. We talk stuff over, and it's like, oh, wait, that's a good idea. So I would say family is usually the first place I go for inspiration. And then the second place I go for inspiration would be self-help books. I read those a lot. I enjoy when people encourage you to think differently, because, you know, we have our comfort zone. We have where we want to be, and it's easy and it's simple. But if you want to push yourself to be different or be better, then you've got to think harder, or you've got to think differently. Even if you don't want to use it for yourself, because I'm talking a lot about what you do for yourself, sometimes you need to come up with a solution to help someone else. And it can't be the solution that they're used to or that you're used to. You've got to shift the dynamics. You've got to shift the framework. And when you can do that, then not only are you feeling good about yourself, but then they're feeling good about themselves. And when there's that much joy in the room, you can't help but be inspired, right?
Right, right. Okay, and so that's going to set me up for me asking you this. Not even a question, it's just, on your latest project, or your project that you're doing right now, let's just talk about that.
Okay, so yes, yay, I get to talk about Reinvent Yourself Academy. So for those of you who have just joined in, I am Deborah E. Johnson, and I am many things, including a minister, an author, an artist, a librarian. And now I am an online instructor. I have added to my product line. I run a business called Renaissance Works, and I have added to my product line an online course. It's called Reinvent Yourself Now. The actual school online is called Reinvent Yourself Academy. And then the course under it is called Reinvent Yourself Now. Shift from mediocre and develop into a better you for whole life success. And I decided that when I wanted to do this project, that this was a really cool thing for me to do, because I know about it. Often when you're told to, when you create a product, it should be something that's dear to you because you can be passionate about it. And that's so very true. I know what it's like when you think, oh, maybe I should be a teacher, or maybe I should be a doctor, or maybe I should be a gardener, or maybe I should learn web design, or maybe I should learn horticulture, or maybe I should learn how to, you know, do sculpting. You know, whatever it is, maybe I should learn photography. Maybe I should learn knitting. Maybe I should learn how to be a baker. You think those things in your head, and then you go, oh, yeah, well, I don't really know how to get started. Well, I've had that kind of experience, but the upside has been I've really actually focused and turned into different types of people in terms of going from being an author to being a minister to being a storyteller to being an artist. The artist is one of the last and most productive roles I've actually developed, and now with the business being the entrepreneur and the online instructor. So it's Reinvent Yourself Now is an online course that you can take. It's self-paced. It has 4 modules in it and some few other items. So let me tell you, the course is based on 3 strands: knowing who you are and accepting that, because whatever you did to get you where you are is what you did. So whatever that is, just accept it. And then the next piece is you got to do a lot of planning. What new role do you want? Well, let's say you do want to be a teacher. What courses do you have to take? Do you have to go back to school? Do you have to do better time management? Do you have to, you know, save some money in your budget so you can do that? You do a lot of planning. You work backwards until you get to that final day where you can take the courage and jump. So it's knowing who you are and accepting that, Part two is planning for the new role. And then part three is having the courage to jump and actually jumping. And the course is divided into, so you have four modules. The first three, you do the project. So the module one is how to knowing yourself. Module two is plan now, double dog dare you. I double dog dare you to plan, like we used to say, double dog dare you. Double dog dare you to plan. Then module three is pull out courage. And I must admit, Robert, I can't teach anybody courage. But what I do in that section of the course is I give you a bunch of quotes. I even give you an acrostic activity on courage. I give you poems, and I give you further reading so that you can really build up your courage and then actually take that day and jump. And I do want to say that then the next piece is you check in with me as the instructor. So this is your one-on-one time. We will have a chance where we'll talk on the phone. Maybe we'll talk by video. We'll just have to see what you personally need, what can be done. You check in with me and you say, oh, hey, Deborah, I'm kind of struggling. How can you help me here? Or you're not struggling. You're having a great time, but you want to share that with me. So you get a 30-minute session with me one-on-one. And then module four is, how do you actually know you're going to be successful? How do you know you've actually achieved success? How do you know you've gotten to the goal? So you've done all this work. You've done all this planning. You're about ready to jump. And how do I know I've actually jumped? Do you feel nervous? If you feel nervous, you probably have just been successful because the nervousness is going to come with it. But then I also included a reinvent yourself checklist, questions that you can ask yourself to say, hey, I know I've actually done what I said I was going to do, and I know that I'm actually getting through the way I thought I should have. So you go through the checklist, you ask yourself such questions. Think about when you're having it, when you go through the checklist. You're saying, did you finish the calendar countdown that I encourage you to do? Did you make the changes? Have you started envisioning yourself in a new role? Did you start telling people about the change that's about to come up? Okay. How are people telling you that their lives are different? Because a lot of times when we become successful, people want to share their success stories. So then they start saying, oh, this is how I'm now successful because they've heard your story. And then what final steps did you take? If you can actually write that out, Pastor Clark, who I recently met, he has this phrase of saying, ink it. You got to write it down. So if you can ink it and say, hey, this is how I know I've actually made the goal, you'll know that you actually have gotten through the checklist and you have actually reinvented yourself. So that is the crux of the course. I do have a few other pieces in there that you can use, but it's basically four chapters in there with a few extra pieces to make sure that you've really gotten through all the material. And then on top of that, I actually have a Facebook group, a private group that once you actually join the course, you can go in it, we can talk while you're in the course, and then we can keep talking afterwards to keep the conversation going. I am very, very excited. Reinvent yourself now. Shift from mediocre and develop into a better you for whole life success. I encourage you to enroll. If you enroll today, you get to use a coupon. Do it now, 25, and you get a discount. So please, please, please join me. I hope to, if you have any questions, I can give you a contact number for that. You can always go on the website and look at the course. It's Reinvent Yourself, reinventyourselfacademy.teachable.com, reinvent-yourself-academy.teachable.com. You can go in, you can sign up for the email, you can even get the free download, and, of course, you can leave me questions. If you want to leave me questions more directly, you can email me directly at renaissanceworks19@gmail.com. That's RENAISSANCE works with an S, 19@gmail.com. Please come and join me. Yay! Thanks.
All right. That was just great. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, many a times, you know, I've sat up at night and I hear infomercials where it was just going through so many things where you just like, okay, go ahead, next part. But no, everything you said is retainable and it's very useful. And I just like the way how you book down your courses and how everything is just, you know, at the end, you put your name there and you say, hey, this is, you know, and you can reach me or you can at any point if you have trouble or if you're doing good, you can contact me. You know,
yes,
I don't know any kind of product.
Contact me. Because, you know, Robert, people usually call you when they're having trouble. So it's nice to hear when they call you, like, you know what, Deborah, this course is the bomb. It's not, I got everything I need. I'm going through it. And I just want to tell you it's the bomb so we can all celebrate together. Remember, Reinvent Yourself Academy. ReinventYourselfAcademy.teachable.com. Please go look on the site. If you have any questions, let me know. And certainly once you join the course, you go in it and you can take advantage of it. And we can be there together growing and learning, because surely, as anybody who is a teacher knows, anybody who's ever taught anybody anything, you know that, guess what? If you're teaching somebody else, you're going to learn. Let me just make sure I repeat that discount coupon. It's DOITNOW25. I want to make sure I said it correctly. DOITNOW25. You will get a discount off of the course. Please join me. I look to see you there. We're going to have a great time. You're going to enroll, and you're going to grow, and you're going to develop. And when you finish growing and developing, you're going to tell other people about it, because they're going to see the changes in you. You're going to tell them about it, but then they're going to see it. Then they'll be like, wow, look at her. Look at who she is now. And I can see the grin on your face. Look at who she is now. You're excited. You're going to tell people about it. Reinvent yourself now. Shift from mediocre and develop into a better you for whole life success. Go to reinventyourselfacademy.com. Join me. Thanks.
And, you know, I was just laughing because, you know, when you said the discount code was DOITNOW25, and I just think anytime I tell somebody to do it now, you know, I get a little smirk on their face, a little, what? Do it now.
Yeah.
But no,
wait, wait, can we say that? I code up DOITNOW25 because that was easy, but people say it all the time with Nike. Do it. Just do it. I mean, Nike has a slogan, and Nike makes millions, billions probably of dollars. So surely if Nike can tell you to do it now and all you're going to do is basically wear their clothing and it might make you feel nice, it's not really going to change you like that. But this kind of course, if you go in it and take it, I am assured that you will see some changes in your life. And so that's why I encourage you to come and join me, and that's why I gave the code as DOITNOW25. DOITNOW25. Come in and join me. We're going to have a great time.
And that's just great. Like I said, I usually, you know, turn around and I remember when I used to tell my children or my grandchildren, clean up your room. And they look at me, I said, do it now. And guess what? Do it now. It's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit you. So do it now. So if you do it now, you know, you're getting a discount.
Well,
and,
you know, we're laughing about it. But the real piece of it is sometimes people say to me, and I said it, you know, because we're human. I said it, I don't feel like doing it now. And with something as vital as this, if you really want to be the different kind of person you say, you have to do it now because, Robert, we all know we really don't have tomorrow. We're hoping we have tomorrow. Some of us are even expecting we're young and we're going to live a while. But the real truth is nobody really knows, okay? And so today is what you have. And I have a quote that I say, if you get to your end, you get to the end of your life, and you say, I was going to do it, that's not going to be consolation for you. That's not going to be consolation. It's not going to be, oh, well, I was going to do it. That's not going to make you feel better at the end of your life. But if you're 35, you're 45, you're 55, and you're thinking about that new place you want to go to, and you need some help, and I have this course here ready to help you, you're going to be happy you took it because the money you're going to spend to get the course is going to be small compared to the change you make, the change that your family and friends see, and the impact you're going to have on those people that you care most about. Do it now. It's not. There's no better time. And with the coupon, it makes it easier to get it done today. Do it now. Thanks.
All right. And just one more thing I'm going to ask you. You know, it's always what somebody's always saying. It's one more thing. There might be another thing after that. you can understand. So, you know, with everything and, you know, your whole body of work and, you know, what the ultimate question everybody always asks somebody while they have a chance to ask them is like, you know, you've done so much and you can, you know, put so many different hats on. You know, when it's all said and done, what do you want to be known for?
I want to be known for two things. I want to be known for being a woman of God who served God with all she had, and I want to be known for a woman who lived. Many people talk about living, but I watch people and I read books, and we all see the news, and then we all know somebody who dies before we felt like they should, or we know somebody who lived a long, long time, and all you can say about them is, well, they went to work, or, you know, they did this, and they did this for 40 or 50 years, but you don't really feel like they lived. But you also know other people that didn't live a long time, but you were like, man, they gave life everything they had. They had gusto. And so that's what I want to be remembered for. I want to be remembered for being a woman of God who loved God and served God. And when you think about me, people often say, oh, Deborah, you're so creative, you're so talented. But I want that to be shaped into Deborah lived. While she was here, she lived. Thanks so much for asking me that.
You know what? That is not a problem. And so I'm going to ask you, I got one more thing I want to ask you.
Of course, go ahead.
So, you know, usually at this point in time, I'm just going to just pop this question. Can you do the call of salvation for our listeners?
I'm sorry, say it again, please.
Can you do a call of salvation for our listeners tonight?
Oh, yes. Oh, thanks so much. Oh, wow, cool. I wasn't expecting that. So I'm asking everyone who is listening to me who has not asked Jesus Christ into their heart. First of all, you have to know that Jesus Christ died for you. He died for you. You sinned. You did wrong. No worries. We all sinned. We all did wrong. So it's not a judgment like, ooh, I'm just singularly making you a single problem. Everybody's done wrong. We've all done it. So this is your opportunity to say, you know what? I'm acknowledging God and that he has a son. His name is Jesus Christ. And I've done wrong against the Father. I've done wrong. And so I'm saying to you, admit that you've done wrong. That's okay. We all have. Admit that you've done wrong. Acknowledge that you need a Savior. You need somebody who's going to get you out of the mess you're in. You need somebody who's going to get you out of the doldrums that you're in. You need somebody to get you out of that confused state or just that sense of blah, like, what is my life all about? Why am I here? That's where Jesus Christ comes in. He's going to come in. He's going to take you and change your life so that you become a brand new person. You become a brand new person so that you can go on not only for eternity, but you can even go on and have a great life here. So the three steps that we often talk about is acknowledge that you're a sinner. Acknowledge that you've done wrong things. Then you want to confess that you want to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He can take all of that away because he died on the cross. And because he shed his blood, and then you can confess that Jesus Christ is now the Lord of your life. We call it ABC. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, believe that he's come into your life, and then confess that he has come into your life. If you need scripture, a reference that we often use is Romans 10, 9, and 10. We talk about that. The easiest one that most people know, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice it doesn't say, oh, you don't go to you go to hell because you drank or you smoke, you did all these other things. No, you miss out on heaven because you don't believe. But now's your chance. This is your moment. Just like I'm talking about doing the course, which is small compared to eternity, do it now. Ask Jesus Christ into your heart. Father God, I'm going to pray for the listeners right now, God, asking that you would touch their hearts, God. Every person out there that does not know you and the pardon of their sins, we're asking you, God, that you would touch them right now. Holy Spirit, get into their mind, get into their situation, and let them know that they need a Savior. Father God, by the name and the blood of Jesus, we ask you right now to come in and change the listeners who are out there. We ask that you would show them, God, how to and come unto you. Confess their sin. God, say, I'm sorry for the sin I've done. Then God, say, come into my life and be my personal Savior. And God, show me how to live according to the Bible. And if you've done that today, if you've asked God to forgive you of your sins, if you believe that he has forgiven you of your sins, you start confessing that he has forgiven you. Today is your new birthday. You get a new birth in Jesus Christ. You get to come into the family of God. I welcome you in. I know Brother Robert welcomes you in. We are happy that you are with us in the family of God. Thank you so much for listening, and welcome in.
Amen, amen, amen. And if you have sought out and you think that, that prayer of salvation, well, the next step that we suggest you do is find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that'll note you in the word of Christ. You know, if you can't find that sanctuary or you can't find that church home, right here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we're a church without walls, where you can come here and hear a good ministry almost each and every night that we're able to, you know, provide you with a night of ministry. You know, and if you do find that church home, that church sanctuary, you know, we bless God for you finding that. You know, you can always correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. You can correspond with us here via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello. You can just simply send a prayer request, and you can just tell us when you turn your life over to Christ. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do likewise. We are broadcasting live on each and every night that we're able to on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdomnetwork, /purposekingdom. And anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous shows, you can go there at blogtalkradio.com, and you can just simply type in the host name of the show there, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate those that do that. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can hear or where you can actually see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And we, you know, we appreciate that if you share that with your family members and friends. And also with that, you know, with doing that, we just hope that, you know, those that are listening online continue to share, you know, no matter where you're at in the world. We greatly appreciate our online listenership, and we're glad that you are, you know, continue growing in numbers of listenerships, no matter where you're at in the world. We thank you so much, and even now at this, you know, this time where, you know, we feel that we're shut in, that we're, you know, we're tightly closed in, where we can't move or breathe or go anywhere. This is, you know, one of the times that I appreciate your listenerships. And, you know, I thank you, especially for, you know, not only last night, but tonight. And almost all the nights to come. And with that being said, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us for tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Commercial Visions, hosted by our very own sister, Antonia Batts. And once again, at the 9 p.m. hour, tomorrow evening, we're going to have Peripheral Visions with our sister, Antonia Batts. It's going to be same number to call in. Anytime you want to call in, if you're online, it's 323-870-4174. And also, there's another alternate number, which is 319-527-6091. We thank each and every one of you. We appreciate your listenership. And with that being said, we're going to go into the conclusion of tonight's show. And tonight's show, you know, I really thank my guest, Debbie Johnson. And, you know, I just, you know, I just thank you so much. It's just like there's so many times that we, you know, we talk to people that don't have a lot of things to offer. Or if it's something they're offering, there's always a catch behind it. But, you know, the great things I do like is that, you know, there is just your personal stance on, you know, what you're doing. And I didn't know you was a pastor, you know, so Pastor Johnson, you know, for coming on again.
I'm just ministering. You don't have to give me another role quite yet. But if you give me 30 seconds, I want to say shout out to a couple people. Do we have a few more seconds left?
No, we got plenty of time. We can go ahead and we can talk.
Give people shout
out. Give shout out. Yes, you can.
So I want to give a shout out to Matt for always supporting my art, to Jerome, who just tolerates me and is learning to be flexible with me, to Courtney for supporting me, to Maria, who was the first person to finish my course, to Tanisha, who is also an online course creator, and she is doing it, and she keeps encouraging me that I can get it done, to Pastor Cleo Furby, who's always saying, talk it out with God, and even to someone who I haven't actually met yet. Her name is Danielle Leslie, but she is phenomenal with her course, and she is also an online course creator, and I saw something of hers on from a master class, and so I wouldn't even give a shout out to a stranger just to say you can't do anything of real impact by yourself. And so I want to say thank you to all those people for taking the time and the efforts. There's certainly a lot of other people I could have put their names down, but I know the time is short, but I wanted to stop and say thank you to all of them. And just to remind everybody, if you want to talk with me, you can connect with me on Instagram at renaissance.works. You can connect with me by email, renaissanceworks, R-E-N-A-I-S-S-A-N-C-E, works, W-R-K-S, 19, at gmail.com. If you decide you want to take the course, do it now. 25 is the coupon code, and you want to find the course at reinvent-yourself-academy.teachable.com. Thank you so much, Robert Hudson, for giving me the opportunity to be here.
No problem. No problem.
Yay. Thank you so much.
And listen, you know, with everything, you know, that you provided tonight, I just want to, really thank you for taking time out tonight. You know, this is, you know, something that I know you feel is important, and this is something that I feel is important. And just to let, you know, listeners know that I've enrolled in the course, and, you know, even though I haven't gotten to the meat and potatoes of it, let me just, you know, explain to you. Now, it doesn't mean that you're a failure at what you're doing. It doesn't mean that, you know, what you're doing right now is wrong. This is something of a retooling also. If you look at it, you know, there's many ways to look at things. And one of the things is sometimes, you know, we would never be perfect, but we can strive for perfection. And if there's ever an area that you think that, you know, you may need retooling on, or if you just say, you know what, let me just see how I can just redefine everything I'm doing. Because not saying that there's a shortcut to everything, but refining things means, you know, it's like recycling. It's like you're taking what you're not using, and it's something that may be available to you that you didn't even think that you could use. So this is, you know, this is like just one aspect of it. And Deborah, I'll tell you better than me, or Minister Deborah, I'll tell you better, but this is something that we all have time to do right now. I mean, we are, you know, and where we have that, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to binge watch one of these shows out there. You know, I have never watched an episode of Empire until, you know, I was trapped in the room with my wife tonight. She's watching
I'm
Empire.
I'm sorry, you didn't say that. That was funny. That was funny.
You know, I'm basically trapped in the room, and you know, one of my claims to fame is I've never seen an episode of Empire because I just don't care about it. But you know, at some certain point, when you're just in the room, and you know, you're going to be looking, and like next thing you know, it's like, what's the next episode? You know, you're like, oh, okay, never mind. But
right. So if you go to Reinvent Yourself Academy, if you go to the course, reinventyourselfacademy.teachable.com, you will be retooling yourself. I like that. You'll be retooling yourself, and you'll be using your time definitely in a more productive way. I mean, I'm sure you might like Empire, but we're confident that once you come into the course, you'll be able to shift and change yourself. You might even be able to write a script for something like Empire yourself one of these days. So, yes, you can definitely be retooled. I agree with that. That's a good word. I'm gonna keep using that one. I like that one.
No
Thanks
problem.
So much for having me.
No problem. Not a problem. Thank you so much, cousin. Like I said, very appreciated. Appreciate the words and appreciate the call of salvation you've done tonight. And, you know, for all the listeners, you know, not just because, you know, this is a family member. It's just because, you know, just like any family member that you have, you know, there's something that, you know, as far as our family tree, our family history, that, you know, we don't explore. And that is, you know, knowing the people we don't know. You know, I grew up most of my life in my youth growing up among family. We knew we had the last name Hudson. We just never was able to connect the dots. And like I was saying, a shout-out to my cousin Kenneth Hudson. It was like even though everything was apparent as far as the name, you know, we sharing the last name or we just – couldn't figure out, like, we went down to who's your grandfather, and we couldn't figure it out. But, you know, when, you know, my cousin Kenny actually took the time out to actually, you know, draw out the family lines, the family history, the family tree, you know, it's just one thing, you know, being enriched in family history, you know, knowing who you are and where you came from, and basically where, you know, everything starts from. You know, we all have to have a start. You know, we all have to have a beginning, and there's always a beginning. And how the ending ends up, you know, is in, you know, our own opportunity to place our ending. You know, and it's just like, you know, they say when there is a tombstone, there is a beginning year and an ending year. But it doesn't matter how long or how short that, you know, the years are between that dash. That dash is, you know, how we define ourselves. No matter if we live 10 years or 80 years. And it is just what we do between that time. Sometimes there will be missed opportunities because we don't spend our time the way, you know, we wanted to. One of the things I did want to tell you right now tonight, and as of, you know, what I've done last night, even though I want to go in areas of, you know, going into the coronavirus and this and that, but I enjoyed my time. Just as well as I enjoyed my time here tonight with you, I can't imagine wanting to spend any other amount of time at any piece of time than right now. And, you know, I really appreciate just actually being able to broadcast. And one of the things that I do love about broadcasting is just that whether it's, you know, 1 or 1,000 listeners, I just love broadcasting. And, you know, whether you know if I appreciate it or I don't appreciate it, I really do appreciate it. And one of the things that I do want to take time out is that no matter, you know, what you're experiencing, no matter what fears you have, or no matter what discomfort you have, that God has provided us a comfort, which is the Holy Ghost. And he's also provided us, you know, with the comfort of knowing that in Christ, all things is possible. You know, if you have not believed, especially right now in this time of year where, you know, his son was crucified on the cross, was placed in the tomb with one of the impossible boulders that could not be moved, and then 3 days later the boulder was moved and he rose again. You know, just how Christ had provided for us. You know, we have big problems. We all have big problems. But God is bigger. Just don't forget that. God is bigger than our problems. God is bigger than our debts. God is bigger than our illness. And God is bigger than our financial problems. And just don't forget, you know, even though in the midst of time we're not thinking about finances, we're not thinking about the person that has cancer, we're not thinking about the person that has, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, and stuff like that. We just have to make sure that we pray for everyone in their situation. We just can't say you don't have coronavirus and your illness does not matter. Right now, everything matters. And we just have to make sure that, you know, we cherish the life that Christ has provided us. When we wake up, it's like hitting the reset button. Christ has allowed us another opportunity to awaken and rise. And with that being said, like I said, I always love broadcasting. I love just doing what I'm doing. And with that being said, I'm just going to say, well, God's will, God's blessing. I'll rejoin you in another 2 weeks with self-expressions. And with that, peace.
Jesus led. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.